You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I don't love being commissioner as much as I used to. I actually love it even more.
That's the voice of a
Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
Jerry!
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's percentages. Here we go. 30th anniversary. Very exciting stuff. Let's stop wasting time. Let's get to Jerry.
Everybody repeat after me. Happy birthday to Jerry. Happy birthday to Jerry. Happy birthday to the world's greatest commissioner. Happy birthday to Jerry. Sure, it may not be my real life birthday, but it's my commissioner birthday, which is even more glorious and should be celebrated from coast to coast.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. I'm sure it should be. As of today, coast to coast, certainly in Canada, I'm sure. I don't see why not. Happy birthday to Jerry. Let's get to the takes.
Mr. Big Shot Tom Brady tried his best to overshadow my anniversary, but obviously that's impossible, and Jerry still stole the show today. But what's your Jerry on Tommy playing at least one more NFL game?
Zero. If there was less than zero, I would take less than zero. And I will add, if you say anything less than zero, you're a moron.
You're a buffoon.
You heard Chucky Weiss. you heard Chucky Weiss.
I heard Charlie. Charlie, listen, Tom Brady could say, I'm going to play another 10 years. Charlie Weiss would have said, it'll be the greatest 10 years ever played.
Yeah, he loved Tom.
He loves Tom Brady, as he should. I get it. But
all right, bet me $5,000.
No, I'm
I'll
not.
Bet you $5,000 that he never plays again.
I'm not betting anything. I don't have to bet anything. But I think you're an idiot if you think it's 0%.
Because it is 0%. When like the guy's crying on the beach.
Everybody cries.
They don't.
Yes, they do. First of all, he didn't fully commit to a cry. It was a whimper.
It.
Yes.
He fought it. Yeah.
Exactly. He fought a cry.
When you sign off the airwaves, you think you're going to cry. You'll be like, well, folks, I'm not coming back. See you later. Bye.
Yeah, possibly. Possibly true. But then I might launch something else the next week. You know, maybe I call back in and say, actually, I'd prefer to come back. It's 10%. It's not a high percentage, but there's a 10% chance this guy snaps out of it in 6 weeks and goes, what the hell am I doing?
Whenever you pick 10%, it's like the only reason you do is because you're too stubborn
30%.
To admit that it's zero.
30. Yeah. Then I'll adjust. 30%.
30 is rich. 30 is
30%.
So
this guy's the new Brett Favre. He's the new Brett Favre.
I am 1% because I'm going to go just above. I'm going to go a sliver. A sliver above zero.
That's a gutless.
No, here's why. Because he's in the booth, he's enjoying it, and I guarantee you, 7 weeks in, he's going to be calling a game and going, that, whatever team, that situation is a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Me right now, I could go on the field and do a better job than quarterback A, quarterback B. And he might get the itch, he might get the gronk, he might get a phone call. There's 1%. That because you can always apologize.
Of course,
you know
no one's going to care.
Was done.
No
I was
gonna
done
care.
At that time.
Of course,
but I've got the itch at 46. Like we'll see, but it's only 1% for me because I think he's done.
What else you got there, Jerry? You with us, Jerry?
Brad Marchand will be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame someday. I told that little rascal no more licking helmets.
Was that the Brad Marchand? Yes, Brad Marchand's going into the Hall of Fame. Is that what Jerry just said? I couldn't.
Yeah, I was
distracted
laughing.
By something.
I thought I dropped. I'm like, oh my god, I dropped.
No,
like,
that's just Jerry was. he was adding suspense to his Brad Marchand take. He's got him going to the Hall of Fame.
I think 100%.
Yeah,
I really think 100%. But it's so fascinating because it would be interesting to have the quiz master on this one because he knows about the numbers and what it takes. I'm just going to go by flat out the player. Like Brad Marchand, the player, is a damn Hall of Famer every day of the week. Every day of the week. He turned in And he turned himself into a player. He was just a hard-working, like, 15 to 20 goal scorer. And he said, I'm not settling with that. And he worked, and he got better. He's obviously been around great players. Mm-hmm. But he is a Hall of Famer every day of the week.
Yeah, I think the resume, like, for me, Hall of Famers are special players and are arguably the best at their craft in that position.
Noodles, I totally agree with that, but you got to look at the past history of who's going in. There's great players that have put up big numbers, and when you look at the actual player, and I hate discussing this because I feel like I'm putting down players or that they don't deserve it, but if somebody else in the past is like that, then that means guys like John Tavares or Marchand, why are you saying no to them?
Well, I'm not. I'm actually, this is where I was going. I'm saying yes, because there has been times where I believe Brad Marchand was the best left wing in the game. And, you know, Team Canada, he would be on that left side. Like, I believe he's a Hall of Famer because you have to have that, you know, bring something to the table that's not generic. Now, the suspensions are things, but Chris Pronger was suspended how many times? Like, I think he's a Hall of Famer because he's developed into one. Early on, it was just him getting into the league as a really small guy. Mm-hmm. I believe he is. He's won and been arguably one of the best players. What was that made-up thing, the tournament where he scored the OT goal or the goal late? What was that?
The World Cup, yeah.
Yeah. Like, big stage.
Okay, so is he 100%? What is he, though? What's his percentage?
I'm going 100.
I'm high on it. 84.
Yeah, I think it's much lower than that for a couple of different reasons. One, you mentioned the comparisons, right? Is he more dominant than Keith Tkachuk, than Jeremy Roenick, than Alex McGillney? No, I don't believe
he is. This is what I'm not going to do.
You have to do, because you mentioned the guys that are going in.
There's five guys I can name that I'm not going to do because I like them and they're friends, but they're kind of comparable players.
Yeah.
If you look at players in the past. Who was more dominant, Mark Recchi or Brad Marchand?
I would say at his height, Marchand. Yes, I agree. Right. But Recchi had longevity. He had many different cups. And
let me ask you this. Any one of those players that you mentioned, Brian, were they known as the best player? Like, I think Brad Marchand at one point could have been the best left winger in the league.
Yes, you could make that argument for a couple of different seasons, for sure. I mean, the last 7 or 8 years, the guy's been phenomenal.
Right.
But, you know, best player, no. You know, up for the Hart. I'm not sure he's been nominated for a Hart. These are the things that you have to consider, you know, and that will be considered. He's a great player, but I think it's like 49%.
Well, yeah, we can't go to the best player other than Crosby, Gretzky, Mario.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, who the hell was the best player? Like, let's get real here.
Left winger for what, a year? Like, that doesn't guarantee you get into the Hall of Fame.
Okay, let me ask you this then. And again, we're not here to fire.
How many years was Marian Hossa the best left winger in the game?
That's a great question.
Daniel Albertson.
Mm-hmm. There's another one.
Like, and full respect to those guys. This isn't a shot at them. It's more about...
Exactly why I don't like doing it, Jamie.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like it either because it makes me look like I just took a shot at Alfie. That's not the case.
You.
He's a Hall of Famer. I'm not doing that. What I'm saying is you can't go, the best player in the game. That's only reserved for a couple.
Sure.
But top-tier player, I believe... Alfie was, and I believe Brad Marchand.
I believe he is too. And you know, you use those comparisons, and they're legitimate. Those guys are in, and from that standpoint, I think you could say he's in the same ballpark as them.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. It's like there's ballparks, and then Tkachuk and Roenick, and
but
those
that's
guys
it. McGillney.
Were even above that ballpark, and they're not in.
Right.
Another guy is Cujo. The Cujo not being in is a travesty. What is he like? Fifth in wins.
Yeah.
How many more wins do you have to get in the Hall of Fame?
I agree.
He's fifth all time.
I agree. And that's what makes it confusing because that's what, like, Marchand is in that conversation. It's not a lock. He's not, Bergeron's a lock.
Yes.
Bergeron's going in. Marchand is not at that same level. And I think in large part because the first 7 or 8 years, he was just a really good player. Wasn't great, you know, where that's what he's become. All right, what else do we have, Jerry?
Both Sean Payton and Russell Wilson will still be in Denver in 3 years. Old Rusty the Clown doesn't look very good these days, does he?
No, Broncos country, let's ride. It's not riding so much. You're in a canoe.
It's not.
Let's ride.
Let's ride. All right, so Russ and Sean Payton, 3 years from now, still there in Denver.
10%, not in that league. Not what I saw last year, man. No way. Both have bank. Both can quit. Both can get gas. Both can, something's going to happen to one of those guys. There is just no way in hell. I actually, like, I think Russ Wilson's a pretty good dude. He's got a great life. He could be in for, he could be in for it this year if he doesn't turn it around. Like, big time trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it was as bad as it got last year. What happens if it gets worse?
Well, and you know who will be the Grim Reaper for him is Sean Payton.
Because Payton, he's not going to put up with it. He's going to say, we got to get rid of this
guy.
He'll
go to ownership and say, I've seen it now up close and personal. The guy can't play anymore.
That's right.
Like, so what do you want?
Yeah. And he's going to say, Pete Carroll and the Seahawks saw something and they were right. And I'm confirming it.
Okay. So what was your number again? 10%?
Yeah, 10%.
That's a gutless number. That is a gutless number, 10%.
Yeah, sorry, I said 15. I said 15%.
All right, that's a respectable number. 10 is gutless. Go ahead,
okay.
Noodles.
I'll go 20. I agree with O. Like, I just, for me, I struggle with this. I don't like him. I think he's...
You don't like him. You don't like him. That's strong.
It is. It just,
I don't like him.
I all don't. Right. I struggle with him. I'm sorry.
Yeah, listen, he does. He is. He annoys people. The flight to London is annoying.
It just bothers me.
The flight to London is annoying when your team sucks big time and you throw the big glamorous birthday party.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, come on,
you're
dude.
Annoying. You're annoying. Yeah. He's very annoying. All right, so you said, what was your number? 20%?
I was 20 for him.
Yeah, I'm going to go a little bit higher because of the amount of money that's at stake and what the amount of assets that they paid to get both of these guys. But I'm under 50%. I'll say 40%. I think there's a chance. But I think the one guy that will likely go is Russ. I think Peyton's now arrived. He's got a lot of cachet behind him. They've paid a premium to get him. And if Russ can't play anymore, he's gone. Peyton knows how to coach. He's not going to forget how to coach in the next 3 years. Russ maybe just isn't that good anymore. So I'll say 40%.
That liar, liar, pants on fire, Patrick Reed will get caught cheating at least once more in 2023. That son of a Fred Ridley catches him, he'll be thrown off the property.
Yeah.
Fred Ridley will toss that guy.
Fred Ridley wouldn't put up with the whole, actually, I think it was this tree routine by Patrick Reed, but he gets caught because he got caught. Like, let's call it what it was. Whether it's confusion or, you know, my caddy said this or the rules official, that was not where he was supposed to play the ball.
Let me ask you this, Hayes. If you're the director of the golf tournament for CBS or whoever does the coverage, and he slaps one left on 13, are you sending a cameraman?
Yes,
in there?
A SWAT team. Yeah, like, there have to be all eyes on Patrick Reed.
No, like, you have, for entertainment alone and just the past, anytime that guy goes in the woods, I want a guy right behind him.
You have to. Like, is it Gary McCord that tells the story? He's been doing the rounds about how someone showed up. I can't remember who was doing it. And when he saw the ball, the lie was terrible. And he said on TV, he's like, he's going to have to
Peter
just...
Costas. And they were talking back and forth. And he's like, Peter, are you down there? And he goes, well, Gary, I'm here, and he just got here, but that is not the same lie that I saw when he was here.
Exactly.
Or when I first put eyes on the golf ball, Patrick Reed has now arrived at the golf ball and is not the same lie.
He was hitting a three wood instead of the wedge that Costas said he had to hit.
Yeah.
Because he had, anyway, that's a different story, but I'm going to say 80%. You'd think this guy would smarten up, but I don't think he can.
No, I think it'll happen to multiple. I think it's 100% he does it a couple more times in plain sight.
Yes.
Can't help himself. That's what it is. Yeah, I agree with you guys.
Cannot.
He can't help himself. And I enjoy it, guys.
Listen, the tour misses this kind of stuff. It's goofy, but it's interesting. Patrick Reed is a draw because you want to see what he's going to do next.
Yeah, you hate watch it.
Yeah, it's a complete hate watch. And I miss the hate watching.
I love it.
I do. All right, we got a Jerry's After Dark, and this is a very provocative take from Jerry, is my understanding. So Jerry's After Dark in about an hour. We've got this music video being heard around the world from our boy Marty Wildwood. Talked about him early last week. We'll play that. We got Darren Dreger still to come. Leafs Bruins tonight. The Raptors are in Utah. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 4.